Howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 517, Peace of Mind. How you folks doing? Now, I've talked to a number of folks across the country, and it seems like here in the Bitterroot, we're a little bit of an anomaly right now because it's definitely got the hints of fall here. I mean, it was 40 degrees this morning, and we had a couple days ago the first big waves of migrant birds coming in. We had a big flock compared to the last 12 months of even grosbeaks, for example. Sandhill cranes been flying overhead. The seed feeders are being vacuum cleaned. The bucks are doing what bucks do in the fall with the does. You know what I mean? You know, so... And we actually see our first little bit of a couple of leaves turning to fall color. Yeah, nip is in the air here and I kind of enjoy it after the heat. So I hope the cool finds you shortly and that you can take advantage of all the splendor that fall brings. I don't know if you noticed, they put out this last week the fall foliage predictor mappy doohickey thing. And us in the Rockies are not supposed to have much of a fall color compared to like the Northeast, supposed to have a good one. And so is a lot of the Northwest parts of Washington, Oregon. Make your plans. Check the map. Time to go out and enjoy Mother Nature. By the way, I had a person thank me for putting up the doodad list on the website. You can find it at the very bottom right corner. Anyway, he said he'd been looking for some things and then he thought he'd go check and behold, there was my recommendation for a very esoteric little thing. So, hey, it's there. I've kind of spent the money, done the testing, and you can check it out right there on Moose's doodad list. This episode of the Moose Podcast is being recorded with Adobe Podcast Beta. Still only in Chrome when it comes to the actual studio part that I use for recording. After all these years, you'd think we'd move out of beta. But so it means I have to record it using Chrome, which is not my default browser. But no matter, it does a great job recording the voice and creating the PDF transcript that you'll find there on the blog post for the podcast, as well as your favorite spots, iTunes, Amazon, YouTube, Spotify. And YouTube and Spotify does have the ability to leave comments, have a conversation. But you guys have been a little bit quiet of late. I understand why, in the summer, school, kids, all that kind of stuff. But you got questions, or I got to be assistance. I'm here to help any way I can in my limited capacity of my knowledge bank. So thanks for dropping by and listening. Got some stuff coming up here. We've got 3 weeks away? 2 weeks away. 2 weeks away now. Mike's Focus Point Photo and Video Expo in Denver. I'll be there speaking, talking, doing a photo walk, and hopefully getting to see and meeting and talking some of you folks. I really love to see you come by. And then Photoshop World will be in about a month now. And I have a couple of classes there as well. Now the classes, keep in mind, they're simply sharing with you what I have learned and continue to learn as I'm out with my camera. It is a continual learning process. So, hey, come on by. And if you got a question, again, I'm there to help any way I can to help move your photography forward. So thanks so much. Also want to thank my good friends at Bedford, bedfords.com. I was on the website just before recording, checking out. They got two used bodies that I'm sitting here pondering about getting. They've got such great deals on their used gear. And I'm not going to say what they are because by the time you hear this in a few hours, I might not have pushed the button yet, and I don't want you to beat me to it. Yeah, I'm kind of competitive in that way, but man, they've got such great inventory and prices, new and used. And hey, Photocon, OKC, Oklahoma City is coming up the 29th, 31st through October. They even have, besides everything else, they've got a hot rod car show going in conjunction with it. How cool is that? What a photo opportunity. I mean, you can go in, you could probably, I don't know this for a fact, but probably if you saw a lens you went to try out, I bet you talked to them, you could, you know, leave your credit card and driver's license and take that lens and go out and shoot some cars and do it right then, field test to see if that's the right lens and or body for you. That's what this Photocon does. You'll see all sorts of manufacturer people. You see my good friends from Benro, Nikon, all those folks there. It is just a inkling of what Bedford's does for the photographic community. And remember, they're going to have show specials. And then you check out and you say Moose's name, you're going to see extra after you check out and pay the bill. So Bedford's, give them a call. Go to their website. Go to one of their 7 stores. Just go and have fun and nothing else. Thank you, Bedford's, for sponsoring Moose Podcast. A couple of you reached out this past week and had seen my tweet. Yeah, I'm still old-fashioned. Don't do the X stuff. About Samsung and one of their SSD drives I have, 8-terabyte SSD, and reached out and asked me what was happening because the drive crapped out. And I've had a couple of their drives now crapped out, SSDs. They just don't seem to want to travel. What I do is I have them in little housings, and I take them with me on the road. So I have my library of finished images. So when I'm on the road and a client reaches out, which often happens, I can instantly provide them service and deliver them images. But in this case, this is kind of like the last straw with them. I've gone around, and I just can't. It's driving me nuts. Because in so many ways, for me to function as a photographer, I've got to have peace of mind. That peace of mind, I've probably talked about it in aspects before. Like when I want to and when I need to, for example, come up with the body of an article or flush out the outline in my mind of a presentation like I'm going to be making at Focus Point Expo here or Photoshop World. I find that when my mind is clear and I have that peace of mind, I function better. That's especially when I'm at the camera. And some things, as my good friend Chris would say, come hard as we mature in life. And realizing that peace of mind is probably why I have such an air of confidence when I'm out shooting. It's because some questions, which are really just like valid, critical, urgent questions, simple things like lens to select or where to stand, any other of those elements of the photographic creating process. If you don't have peace of mind, which in itself lends to a confidence, then the photographic making process, finishing process, sharing process is nerve-wracking. And that nerve-wracking, it shows up. I think you know what I'm talking about. I know it shows up in my work, because when that confidence is there, then all of a sudden, as far as I'm concerned, the camera's not working the way I want it to, or the software's not working the way, and that's the reason why, you know, the photograph isn't working the way I want, when actually it all comes back to me, the photographer, who's driving this train and doesn't have that confidence, that peace of mind that all the pieces are falling in place as they should. Now, one thing that I started doing long ago, which I never really associated why I started doing it, is I stopped telling myself, I have to shoot, got to shoot, got to shoot. So when I go to a location, For example, recently I was at Monument Valley, and there's very few places on this planet as inspirational and as photogenic as Monument Valley. Yet when I'm there, there are times where just simply being there, standing there with a camera in my hand, but not to my eye, and just, for lack of better term, soaking it up, that peace of mind kind of rushes over me. And then all of a sudden, photographs where maybe 10, 20 years ago, I would be putting so much pressure to make this, that click, this, that click, this, that click, which later on I would go, why did I take this picture? Now I don't take those photographs. Now I just take it in and kind of like let that good vibe pile up. I bank all those good vibes. So then when all of a sudden, not just being there and the peace of mind is satisfying enough, but all of a sudden it's like, okay, put the camera to my eye. Oh, and that peace of mind rushes through that glass and comes to that EVF, that it's a simple, easy click. I'm not wondering what f-stop or filter or exposure comp, none of that stuff comes in. It just flows. It's just like, oh, this is obvious. I need to do this. I need to do that. Don't do this. Don't do that. Stand here, bend over, and go click. It's amazing how that peace of mind, that calm comes all the way through. One of the things that I noticed right at the start, when I started feeling that, but I never just dawned on me what it was, the images started becoming sharper. And I was like, okay, it's still the same me. It's still the same camera gear. Why? And I think you could associate it all with, if you're firing a long gun and you're shooting at 100 to 500 yards, the calm that has to come over you as you slowly pull to the point where the shot actually surprises you, that calm is transmitted through the camera when you're not killing that shit every time to get that shot. God. When you just roll your finger and go, ah, that calm. It's that peace of mind. And I thought of this week, and I'm like, okay, so Moose, you've made this revelation for yourself. How can you help others get to that same place? And that's where I think I found a few speed bumps and potholes and detours, because we all kind of come to that peace of mind in our own way. Yet we're all afflicted by everything that leads up to needing that peace of mind. One thing I thought about that might help with that peace of mind is something that we do a lot here at the ranch, and that's literally just park our butt in a chair with a beverage and just watch life unfold as the critters go by. And the camera's there in case, but I find that beginning very selective when you're in that kind of transcendental kind of state. It's got so many other muscle memories that if you kind of start practicing it, you'd be surprised how it starts to just unfold a bit on its own, rather than constantly picking up, shooting. Wait till you're on that perfect perch with that perfect background with the perfect light. So then when you make the shot, you have the peace of mind knowing that when you made the shot, it was the best possible at that moment, which is what we're all striving for, right? That best possible click, so then we can shoot for the subject, finish for the light, and then share it. And when you have that process and that peace of mind, it makes sharing it so much simpler. And I think that when you have that peace of mind, when you go through your morning shoot, your day shoot, or your trip shoot, finding those gems that which really summate everything that you experienced and felt so much simpler is that peace of mind. And I got the darndest feeling that getting to that point is for all of us kind of a long road. It could be a challenge, like anything, because I think being human causes a whole lot of those potholes and speed bumps. But if you have that knowledge that out there, maybe within your grasp, maybe just beyond your grasp, the possibility of finding that peace of mind and the confidence that brings, that your photography will, without anything else, elevate. Because if one thing that you should have learned from all of these podcasts, because it's coming on its 11th year, is that I firmly believe that the best way to improve your photography comes within you and not the camera bag. So when you understand that, I think you're going to gain that peace of mind. You folks have a marvelous week. I look forward to hearing from you. More importantly, I look forward to seeing those things you share in all the ways we can share, knowing that you're making every click your story.